Phonemes and pronunciation. Study session 2. Hi guys, how are you? I'm Gabriel Savarian. It's nice to see you again. You learned in study session 1 that there are a group of symbols used to represent all the speech sounds that make up the pronunciation of words in English, especially in standard Southern British English. This set of symbols is called the International Phonetic Alphabet, or IPA for short. Well, before we start learning how to make the sound of each of those symbols, which we'll be doing from study session 3 onwards, it'd be very useful for you to recognize the speech sounds in groups. So, this study session is all about learning the phonemes according to their classifications. A phoneme is the technical term for a speech sound. You already know that there are 44 phonemes or speech sounds on the IPA table. These 44 phonemes are divided into two big groups called vowel sounds and consonant sounds. Okay, the vowel sounds themselves are divided into two smaller groups, one's monophthongs or pure vowels, and the other is diphthongs, also known as gliding vowels. A diphthong is actually a combination of two pure vowels. It's interesting to know that pure vowels or monophthongs are further divided into two smaller groups according to their length when they are said. They are the long vowels and short vowels. Long vowels have colon in them to indicate that they are longer in length compared to short vowels. Well, it's time for consonant sounds. Consonant sounds are broken into voiceless consonants and voiced consonants. What's the difference between the two? I'm afraid you have to wait for the next study session. Till then, happy learning. Bye.